Skopos is the Greek word for aim or purpose. Listen to this edition of Skopos as Dr. Brett Larson helps apply the purposes of Scripture to our daily lives.
Ephesians 5:3-4 record the Apostle Paul appealing to the church regarding godly behavior. In the ESV, verse 3 says the words, "not even a hint." And then it goes on to list things like sexual immorality, any kind of impurity or greed. This list about covers it all. Among Christian people, we should be so far above reproach that there's not even a hint of swindle or shadiness, not even the appearance of an improper relationship. Paul exhorts that you, dear Christian, should be squeaky clean in terms of being straight up, humble, and honest. The world we live in is full of so many traps for Christians: money, social media significance, the big church stage, and nuanced niceties easily become more important than straightforward truthfulness and integrity at all costs. Paul gives a very clear prescription to make sure that we're walking squeaky clean and upright. He ends the passage saying, "rather, live with thanksgiving." We all get so focused on beating down every sin, every thought, every issue within our lives that it becomes a game of whack-a-mole that is never ending. In ministry, I've watched as men deal with issue after issue for years on end and never seem to get ahead. We often preach God's grace and embracing what Christ has done as motivation to live and abide in Him. And that's the secret. And that's very true. But there's something Paul inserts here. And did you pick it up? He says, rather than live improperly, live with thanksgiving. That's the key to the whole deal. Live with thanksgiving. Be thankful for grace, for Christ's finished work, and be thankful for all the little things along the way, the lessons, the gifts, the blessings, even the trials, to finally get over all those nagging things that we struggle with for years. The secret? Thankfulness. Gratitude, humble, honest gratitude is the secret sauce to living a life that is up to our high calling for Christ. If you're struggling with all these sins and these issues, try to just pay attention and pray in thankfulness and watch as your priorities and your whole thinking shifts to godly, biblical living.
Thanks for listening to Skopos. We hope it challenges you to pursue Christ and dig deeper into God's Word. Check out Skopos online at wdcxradio.com.